This drawing is called Moon Valley and was made by Hannah Frank in 1934. It is a black and white pen and ink drawing. As the title suggests, we are participating in a scene taking place at night, with figures dancing under the moon. The strongest feature of this drawing is indeed the depiction of the time setting, the night, through the use of black. This drawing is in fact one of Hannah Frank's darkest, in terms of colour at least. The colour covers the whole composition, with only some small features standing out from the darkness, as they are depicted in pure white. As such, the three figures drawn at the centre of the piece are what our eyes are drawn to first. Their bright faces contrast with the dark environment. Only the faces of the women on the left of the group and that of the central figure are visible. The head of the woman on the left looks up towards the sky, or rather towards the moon, a white circle depicted right above her. The woman in the centre looks down on the ground. Both of these figures are walking, or rather dancing, towards the right of the composition. The third figure, on the right of the group, is moving to the left, with her head turned to the right, hidden from the viewer. The idea of a dance is therefore seen in the movement created by their postures, although they are drawn very close to each other. All three figures are raising their hands up towards the sky in different directions. Movement is further created in the drawings by the dynamism of their arms extended towards the sky in different directions, mirroring the flow of the woman's dresses coming down to the ground and extending to almost the full width of the frame. Rather than a ballet, one could imagine a sort of ritual dance in honour of the full moon. The moon is accompanied by 19 stars, all shining bright and brightening the scene. Each feature of the artwork described up to now is depicted clearly, and is very strongly opposed to the blackness of the surroundings. But the rest of the elements are drawn with very thin and discontinuous lines, fading into the night and thus difficult to distinguish. At the bottom of the drawing, around the figures dancing, is a field of grass and flowers, which is depicted with a lot of vertical lines standing straight up. The strands of grass outline the hills of the landscape. On those hills stand three skinny trees, two to the right and one further in the background to the left. They are only composed of a few shy lines rising up, and their branches mimic the way the arms of the dancers are raised. Above the trees and right below the stars, it appears as if Hannah Frank has drawn mountains or clouds. As in many of her drawings, some elements are confusing and open to interpretation.